Q92 Sports, this is Dick Newman doing a final wrap-up on the Section 3 AA Individual Wrestling Tournament held in New Ulm on Friday and Saturday. Did not do it at the time because we wanted to get back to town and avoid the windy conditions, so a couple days later now we're doing that, so you can listen to this on the podcast. Team United took 13 wrestlers to the Section 3 AA Individual Tournament. 9 of them placed. That's a pretty good percentage. Unfortunately, only one will advance on to the state tournament. They're a young team. You'll see that or hear that when I go through the individual results throughout the two-day tournament. And this is how it went. We're going to do this in reverse order. So starting out at 132 pounds, Caden Huntley, a freshman, lost his first round to Lucas Hodges from Marshall, a pin in the third period. In the wrestlebacks, he lost to Brandon Ripka from Laverne, 8-5, thus being eliminated from the tournament, did not place, ended the tournament, no wins, 2 losses, and a season record of 15-24. At 145 pounds, Selvin Hernandez, junior, lost his first match to the number one seeded wrestler Sean Hawk from New Ulm, and he's ranked number 2 in the state, and he became a Section 3 AA champion. He lost by fall with 8 seconds left in the match. He dropped down into the wrestlebacks and wrestled Joseph Anderson from Redwood River Valley, lost also by fall. He ended up 0-2, did not place. He's a junior, 15-28 on the season was his record. At 152, Joey Foss, a sophomore, lost 5-1 to Dalton DeSoler from Laverne, dropped down into the wrestlebacks, and wrestled Gideon Juice from Morris Area Hancock, Chikai, Alberta, lost that match 11-2. He did not place. He went 0-2 in the tournament, ended his sophomore season with a 5-10 record. At 195, Xander Banky, just a freshman, way up in the upper weights, wrestled Jaden Barr, the number one seeded and section champ from Marshall, was pinned at the 248 mark. In the wrestlebacks, he wrestled a fellow sophomore, Julian Hernandez from New Ulm area, was also pinned at the 310 mark. Xander Banky went 0-2. His season record was 5-13, and he, just a freshman, did a lot of weight cutting to get down to 195, and next year he'll be a legitimate 95-220, or possibly a heavyweight, and put on a lot of muscle. Hardworking young man, and has a bright future for himself. Then the place winners. At 113 pounds, Dane Mortensen lost his first match to the number one seated person in the section and the eventual section champ, Lucas Jaganowski from Fairmont, Martin County West, to fall in the second period. He came back in the wrestlebacks and won by fall at the 234 mark over Riley Cornell from Laverne, putting him into the next round of the wrestlebacks. There he lost to Owen Bertrand from Redwood River Valley by the score of 10-5. And then wrestling for a fifth place, once again he lost to HJR from Marshall, a junior, by the score of 10-7. Thus, Dane Mortensen finished out his freshman year with a 23-27 record, 1-3 on the day. 23-27 record is his career record to date, but he'll be heard from for 3 more years. Sixth place for Dane. At 126, Sam Zindel lost his first match to Jackson Bodie from New Ulm, 6-0. He came back in the WrestleBacks and got a quick pin at 58 seconds over Camden Jędrzejewski from Luverne, putting him into the medal round, where he lost 5-0 to Connor Roth from Marshall. And for fifth place, he lost once again, this time to Damian Schultz from Worthington, 3-0. So he wrestled well. Close matches, went 2-2, or actually 1-3 on the day, and 19-19 was his season record. Only an eighth grader, and he's got 38 career wins through his first 2 years of seventh and eighth grade. At 170, Quentin Garcia, a sophomore, wrestled Lane Miller and lost by fall from New Ulm, lost by fall at 51 seconds. He came back in the WrestleBacks and picked up a pin himself over Jacob Boots from Morris Area, Hancock, Chikai, Alberta, at the 2:11 mark. Going in the medal round, he lost by fall to Andy Fisher from Redwood River Valley, and for fifth place match, once again was pinned by Jed Duera from Luverne, and ended his tournament in sixth place with a 1-3 record and a 5-10 record for the season. At 120 pounds, or excuse me, at 160 pounds, Landon Noshol, a sophomore, lost to Luke Fisher from New London Spicer, a freshman, 3-2, just a great match, but also lost in that match with an escape by Reuter right at the end of the match before overtime. He dropped down into the consolation, was pinned by Ethan Labria from Morris Area, Hancock, Chikai in the second period. And in the fifth and sixth match, he picked up a pin over DeMarco Arriondo from Redwood River Valley at the 440 mark and ended up in fifth place. 1-2 record, 19-18 on the season, just a sophomore, and we'll be hearing good things about him in the future. Then at 160, Leighton Whitnabel picked up a pin in his first match over Braden Reynolds, a sophomore from Redwood River Valley at the 3:45 mark, putting him into the semifinals, where he lost by a major decision to Nathan Simmons, dropping him down into the consolation. There he picked up a 20-second fall over Ryder Henning from Fulda Murray County Central in the third place match, lost by technical fall to Braden Carwell from Morris Area, Hancock, Chikai, ended up in fourth place with a 2-2 tournament, two-day tournament, and for the season, 7-8. Well, you might wonder why only 15 matches. He battled some shoulder issues, but came back strong in the last couple weeks of the season. He does have 51 career wins. He's a junior. At 182, Keaton Hawes, a freshman, picked up a 3:09 fall over Cole Hennings from Worthington, put him into the semifinals, where in a wild and woolly match, it was 15-5 going into the third period, when James Ploger from Redwood River Valley put Keaton on his back and pinned him at the 4:54 mark, dropping him into the consolation. The first match, he picked up a 153 pin over Thomas Brown from Luverne. And in the third place match, he another pin at the 4:25 mark over Cole Hennings from Worthington. So he wrestled Hennings twice and pinned him twice at the 4:25 mark. It was 15-2. It would have been a technical fall had he not picked up the fall. So Keaton ended up the tournament with a 3-1 record in third place. He had a season record of 26-15. Unfortunately, did not get a true second match, but he's got three more years for him. Last year he was at fifth place at 138, and now third place at 182. So up-and-coming rising star for Team United. Then at 220, Quentin Lehman, one of the two seniors on the squad, won his first match over Zach Felsen from Marshall, 3-2, going into the semifinals. He lost to the eventual runner-up, Caleb Hasse, number one ranked wrestler in the state, by the score of 8-0, dropping him into the consolation where he picked up a 26-second pin over Dylan Nelson from Morris area, Hancock, Chukai, Alberta. And wrestling in the third and fourth place match, he won over Zach Felsen, who he wrestled the first time, 6-3, picking up third place honors. 3-1 on the day, ended his career with 53 wins. Not too many people can go out and say that they won their very final match, which he did. Did not have a true second match. And congratulations to him. Good season and career. His folks are Dana and Brad. At 285, Tanner Johnson was the number one seed at 285. There were only five people in that weight class. He did not wrestle on Friday night. Wrestled in the semifinals on Saturday against Kyle Mulhaney from Worthington and lost a heartbreaking 6-4 match, putting him down in the consolation where he was wrestling for third place and was lost that also by the score of 6-4 to Colby Wittenegger from New Ulm area, and he ended up 0-2 for the tournament, fourth place with 57 career wins. Going to miss him as well. The second of the two seniors, Dana and Ryan, are his folks, and I know he'll be one of our biggest fans next year. And then the lone state entry is Trevin Johnson. He is just a sophomore. His first match, he defeated Kent Lias by a fall at 45 seconds. In the semifinals, he also pinned in just 20 seconds Blake Jarganowski from Fairmont Martin County West. And in the finals, he pinned Omar Arriando from Redwood River Valley at the 306 mark. So he went 3-0, picked up three pins, and wrestled just a shade over 4 minutes in the total tournament. He was a champion. His season record now is 35-8, and he's got 119 career wins with two more seasons left to go. He's a fun one to watch, and a brother of Tanner, who I just talked about, that's a senior at 285. Ryan and Dana Johnson are his mom and dad. So that's how it went for Team United. Nine places, only one champion, but nine of the 13 individuals placed in the tournament, and they're all back. So all the place winners and the four others that did not place. So we're looking for good things here for Team United in the future. Going to be covering down in the state tournament these individuals, just Trevin in AA, and then nine placed for Class 3A, six of them from Mineota and three from Cambie. We'll be covering them. Action starts on Thursday with the team concept. I'm not going to be doing any play-by-play there, but we'll call back periodically throughout the day and give you some updates on how both Marshall, first time ever in the state wrestling tournament as a team, and representing 3AA and the 3A team champion, Tracy Milroy Belt, and repeat champions from last year. So wish them the best of luck representing our area of the state. Friday, things start individually, starting at 9 o'clock with 3A, and then followed by the 2A, which Trevin Johnson is, and then following that with the nine individuals from both Mineota and Canby. That session will be all morning, starting at 9, and it will end at 3 o'clock. So when they wrestle, I'm guessing they're going to do the triple A and then the double A, then the A. So keep that dial tuned to Q92 as periodically we'll come on and do some live broadcasting. The evening session starts at 4, and the individual championship quarterfinals will be held then, and then some wrestlebacks from 4 to 9:30. And then starting on Saturday, once again at 9:30 in the morning, consolation quarterfinals. And then after that, individual championship semifinals, and then all the individual consolation semifinals. And then starting at 4 on Saturday evening, all classes would be for third place and fifth place, and all classes will follow for individual champions. If we get anybody in those rounds, we'll broadcast them. Canby does have a returning state champion at 182 pounds in Kindop. So that wraps up the individual Section 3AA, and you can listen to this report on the podcast and save it forever. For Q92 Sports, this has been Dick Newman reporting.